Sometimes it's hard to tell which is which. But either way, you end up taking your sugar with your salt and your kicks with your kisses, as Amma would say. I don't know if it's like that everywhere. I only know Gatlin, and this is what I know. By the time I got back to my usual seat at church with the sisters, the only news being passed along with the collection plate was that the Bluebird Cafe had stopped serving up hamburger soup. Peach pie season was winding down, and some hooligans had stolen the tire swing from the old oak near the general's green. Half the congregation was still shuffling down the carpeted aisles in what my mom used to call Red Cross shoes. With all the purple knees puffing up where the knee highs ended, it felt like a whole sea of legs was holding its breath. At least I was. But the sisters still propped their hymnals open to the wrong pages with their curled knuckles, wadded up handkerchiefs buried in the spotted roses of their hands. Nothing kept them from singing the melody loud and shrill as they tried to drown one another out. Except Aunt Prue. She accidentally hit on a real harmony about 3 notes out of 300, but nobody minded. Some things didn't have to change, and maybe they shouldn't. Some things, like Aunt Prue, were meant to be off-key. It was as if this summer had never happened, and we were safe within these walls, like nothing but the thick, colored sunlight streaming through the stained glass windows could force its way in here. Not Abraham Ravenwood or Hunting and his blood pack, not Lena's mother Seraphine or the devil himself. Nobody else could get past the fierce hospitality of the ushers handing out programs. And even if they did, the preacher would keep on preaching and the choir would keep on singing, because nothing short of the apocalypse could keep folks in Gatlin out of church or each other's business. But outside these walls, this summer had changed everything, in both the caster and mortal worlds, even if the folks in Gatlin didn't know it. Lena had claimed herself both light and dark and split the 17th moon. A battle between demons and casters had ended in death on both sides and opened a crack in the order of things the size of the Grand Canyon. What Lena had done was the caster equivalent of smashing the Ten Commandments. I wondered what the folks in Gatlin would think about that, if they'd ever know. I hoped they wouldn't. This town used to make me feel claustrophobic, and I hated it. Now it felt more like something expected, something I would miss someday. And that day was coming. No one knew that better than I did. Sugar and salt and kicks and kisses. The girl I loved had come back to me and broken the world. That's what actually happened this summer. We'd seen the last of hamburger soup and peach pie and tire swings, but we'd seen the start of something too. The beginning of the end of days.
Penguin presents Beautiful Chaos, written by Cami Garcia and Margaret Stoll, and read by Kevin T. Collins.
For Our Mothers, Susan Racca, who raises baby squirrels and feeds them with an eyedropper, and Marilyn Ross Stoll, who could drive a tractor before she could drive a car. They are true Gatlin peaches. Tumult and peace, the darkness and the light, were all like workings of one mind, the features of the same face, blossoms upon one tree, characters of the great apocalypse, the types and symbols of eternity, of first and last and midst and without end. William Wordsworth,